You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brewski,
featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
Are we going to see more arrests made as well? We saw Jake Paul, his drug mule. I mean, it was an interesting optic, because when you think of who's providing drugs for Diddy, the last person I thought of was a former Syracuse University basketball player. You know, this white kid that just looks like he's out of American Pie or something. And obviously, he's very low level in any of this, but he's someone who could very easily be a confidential informant and could probably expose a lot of things that, you know, other people aren't seeing, but he was able to see. But what about, you know, not just him? We have, you know, Diddy's staff. There's a lot of allegations, especially in the Rodney lawsuit, the civil lawsuit. That talks about his staff being complicit in a lot of these things, and some other unnamed artists as well. Cuba Gooding Jr., of course, was in there, but there was a lot of, you know, Jane Does, John Does, and unnamed people that, you know, it's Diddy. There's people associate with him. A lot of big name people have associated with him over the years. How worried do you think that world is right now of individuals who may have at some point had some sort of interaction with Diddy, or maybe went to a party and it went further than they think it should have, and now, oh shit, am I on, you know, Diddy's security system?
Oh, they should be very worried. There's no question that Diddy rubbed shoulders with a lot of rich and famous people, and they participated in any of these acts, they could be charged as well. And you're right. I mean, you mentioned folks like R. Kelly and Jeffrey Epstein. Uh-huh. You know, oftentimes when you're talking about men of significant financial means, they're not out there recruiting these young women themselves. Obviously, Jeffrey Epstein had Ghislaine Maxwell. You know, Epstein never received the criminal justice that he deserved, but Maxwell is doing time in federal prison for helping recruit young girls for him. Obviously, R. Kelly was charged in a RICO conspiracy, and there are all sorts of individuals in his inner circle that helped them. And, you know, I think that probably the person that should be most worried is his chief of staff, Christina Horam. She's named in the Little Run lawsuit as someone that helped allegedly recruit these young girls. She's a woman herself, and that's not uncommon. But even his kids, you know, Justin is named as a potential recruiter. And there's a lot of individuals, if you look, whether they're the money guy, the drug guy, it's potentially its own criminal enterprise here, Tony.
It's one of those things you're looking at. There's probably some, you know, shady shit going on here and there. But to this level, it was like, oh, my God, why did it take this long? I mean, there's, like I said, the allegations have been flying around for years of very unscrupulous behavior, to put it lightly. Why now? Is it just because of the way that some of these other things were settled and what out there that went out there that was public of the allegations of sexual abuse, that finally caught the eye of federal investigators? Or what was the reason he was so insulated and nobody was able to go a little bit deeper into this? Because I'm guessing this is not necessarily new behavior for Diddy.
It's not. And I got two answers for that. First, times are changing. You know, the years of the Harvey Weinsteins and Bill Cosby's, you know, raping women, I mean, those days are over. And, you know, you're right. These allegations may have been the worst kept secret in the music world, or maybe R. Kelly was the worst kept secret. But, you know, you have documentaries, you have, you know, political pressure, you have public pressure. You know, every prosecutor is either elected or appointed by someone who is, and they are taking these types of cases a lot more aggressively. Before, there was some hesitation, you know, if you're relying on the testimony of one or more victims. Obviously, a lot of the sexual abuse happens behind closed doors. Victims may not file those contemporaneous reports. They may come forward years later. People might think, well, Cassie Ventura is a disgruntled ex. She's just after money. But I think there is this really sort of acceptance on the part of prosecutors that these are righteous cases that should be pursued, and maybe the old guard wouldn't pursue these cases. That's one. And two, like you said, you know, when you have victim after victim who's coming forward telling a consistent story, you know, maybe you have concerns if you're a prosecutor relying on the testimony of one victim, but you have multiple individuals, they're saying the same thing. They were there, there were witnesses, particularly if there's video evidence, that doesn't lie. I think that's the evidence that you need to prosecute someone like Diddy, because look, we know he has essentially unlimited means. He's already hired very good defense team. I know his lawyer, Aaron Dyer, fantastic. He used to work with him, former federal prosecutor. So I think if you're a prosecutor here, you really want to kind of come correct and make sure that, you know, you have all those T's crossed, all those I's dotted before you bring an indictment, because you know Diddy's not going to go down without a fight.
What do you think his attorney is saying to him right now as he, you know, sits there and kind of plays the waiting game?
Yeah, I think they're trying to build that defense team, because, again, I think they're anticipating the indictment. And look, Diddy has beaten charges before. There was a nightclub shooting with Jennifer Lopez, right? He was acquitted in that case of firearms charges, bribery. He was alleged to have, you know, bribed his one of his security guards to take the fall. So he's going to fight. I don't think he's going to take any type of deal. I don't think the feds can offer any type of deal that he'll accept. So this might be another dream team type situation. I'm not saying the result's going to be the same, but Diddy's lawyers are probably preparing to get the team together, because this is going to be a big fight.
It's going to be, it's just crazy. And it's going to be crazy to see how many other people are brought down as well in this process. And hopefully, rightfully so, get some of these people out of there that have been part of the old guard and that old world that is slowly eroding and falling apart, thank goodness, but shocking nonetheless. Nima Romani, thank you for coming on and giving us your insight and talking about the helicopters flying over your house.
Exactly.
They flew to Diddy. Couldn't get any closer.
Yeah. Fortunately, I'm just a witness in the case. My house isn't nearly as big as Diddy's, and I've never been there. But, you know, but like you said, you mentioned Cuba Gooding Jr. Prince Harry's been mentioned.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher just got a subpoena, reportedly, the Daily Mail. I don't know if it's a criminal subpoena, grand jury subpoena, or a subpoena in a civil case. So there's a lot of folks that are going to be dragged into this, Tony. I think this is just the beginning.
A lot of people with knowledge that probably haven't spoken, but now feel that they can. That weight and that pressure might be off. So it's going to be interesting.
We'll see. Cat Williams, he was the one that called it. So
You're right. You're exactly right. You are. You're right. All right, my friend. It's great seeing you. I hope to see you again here soon sometime. And probably we'll talk more about this, because God knows this isn't ending anytime soon.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.